Good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM, the voice of the Tri-County. With us this morning, I have Caleb Williams, the girls basketball coach at Jersey High School and also the boys basketball coach or boys football coach. Was the boys basketball coach last year. Caleb, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So Caleb, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where'd you grow up at?
You know, I'm a Jersey County boy. Okay. I grew up here.
You look like a Jersey County boy.
I don't know what that means. I hope that's a good thing. But I graduated from here in 2002. I was up in Greenfield for 13 years. And then a few years during the COVID, when that all happened, a job opened up here. I saw it online and was able to interview and lucky enough to get a job to come back home.
So were you living in the Greenfield area?
Or? No, actually, I've lived out in Delhi for the past 10, 12 years now.
Okay.
Yep, lived there the whole time. My wife had a job in St. Louis at the time, and I was in Greenfield, so I was about halfway, and we've been there ever since.
I see. So I guess you're a family man?
Oh, yeah.
You got kids?
I got two little girls, 11 and 6, Lainey and Charlie.
All right. And how about your wife?
Ashley. She's a Green County girl.
Is she?
Yeah, and we got married in 2010.
2010. So did you date a long time?
Actually, no. I think we were together for about 6 months before we got engaged.
Really?
Yeah.
What was your first date like?
Oh, our first date?
What was it?
When I was
a ball game or something?
No, we happened to do it the old-fashioned way. Kind of got set up on a blind date by her second cousin or something like that. A lady
really?
That was a teacher in Greenfield.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You guys fell in love and got married right off the bat.
And the rest is history. Yeah.
I'll be darned. And a couple sweet girls.
Yep.
So, Caleb, now you're coaching girls basketball, and you've been a girls basketball coach for several years.
Yes.
You're coaching Greenfield, I understand.
Yes, yes.
And so tell us a little bit about Greenfield, about what happened there and now what's going on here at Jersey.
I guess really to kind of start at the beginning, my very first year teaching, I was up at the junior high in Roodhouse. And I coached seventh grade boys basketball there. And then the year after that, I moved on to Greenfield. A guy named Bill Bishop was the superintendent there, and I'd known him. He was kind of a second father to me my whole life.
Uh-huh.
Ben Bishop, his son, and I were best friends growing up the whole time. So that's kind of how I fell into that job. Worked out for me very well. And then I coached the eighth grade boys at Greenfield for 1 year. We took them to state. I think we got third or fourth in state. I can't remember. It's been quite a few years now.
That's cool.
Was always an assistant football coach there. Was also the head softball coach there for the girls. And then when the girls' basketball job came open up there, I went ahead and took it. Unfortunately, they were kind of at an all-time low, and it was a rebuilding process. So we rebuilt that program, and by the time I left, I think in the last three seasons, we were in the regional championship and a lot more competitive. So I felt good about how we had left that. Then when I came home, I was an assistant basketball coach to Kevin Strable first for the girls.
Okay.
And an assistant football coach for Rick Johns for 2 years. And then I was an assistant basketball coach for Ron Twitchell for the girls. And then the year after that, I was lucky enough to get the head boys football coach. And then last year, I was the interim boys basketball coach. Had a great time with them as well.
Okay, good.
And now I'm the head football coach still and the head girls basketball coach.
Man, you've been coaching a lot.
I tell people all the time, it's not what I do, it's who I am.
Yeah.
It's who I am. So I don't know anything different.
Yeah. So do you play sports in school?
When I was in high school, I was a three-sport athlete, football, basketball, and baseball. And to be honest, baseball was my love.
Was it?
It was my love, and now I don't really have a whole lot to do with baseball. I helped out Darren last year for 1 year, but coaching three sports, that gets pretty involved, and I need a little time off
yes,
in the spring.
For sure, especially with the kids.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So let's touch base on the football program.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 years under your belt, and you were under Johns.
Mm-hmm.
So have you changed a little bit from his platform?
You know, I learned to coach football under Dan Bowman, who was a big time formation scheme type of guy. And then learned also from Joey Pembroke, who he evolved into the spread. We still use the eye, but he evolved into the spread and a little more RPO type stuff. So right now we're not running a whole lot of the triple that Rick knows, and he's a genius at it. And I didn't have enough time to really learn that. I don't feel comfortable running the triple right now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have enough time to learn from him.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing right now, I think, fits the kids that we have, kind of the eye and a little bit of spread. And we're evolving. We're evolving.
Yeah. So do you have a, you know, last season or the last two seasons, how'd you guys do?
My first year took it over. We went 4-5. Uh-huh. But the games we lost, we weren't very competitive in. Okay. But we'd won more games my first year than I think they had the previous 3 years put together. And then this year we went 3-6, but we were very competitive in almost every single game that we played in. And going back and watching film after the season, there's about 12 plays I can count in a matter of three different games, 12 plays that we execute or don't fumble maybe or catch a football, catch a pass, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the difference between us going to week 10 and not reaching week 10, you know. And that's kind of hard to take.
Yes.
That's kind of hard to take.
So how about in the future? How about next season? What are we looking at?
Next season, well, we're going to have some position changes. You know, Easton, our quarterback, he's graduating. Right. So that position, a couple kids will be fighting for it. Then we've got a whole new slew of linemen, offensive linemen coming in. They're young, but they've had success at the younger level. So, and defensively, I think we're going to be all right as well. So I think we have the possibility to have a good season next year.
Super. Now with the girls basketball, mm-hmm. What is the big difference between coaching girls and boys?
The girls,
is there a difference?
The girls smell better. No, you know, there's obviously a difference between coaching girls and boys. I love coaching them both. I don't have any sons at home. So during football, I get to have 60 sons at practice, you know, and relate with them and have the boy time per se, you know. Boys are a little bit harder headed. Girls are hard headed as well, but they will listen as long as you tell them why they need to listen. They just need to know the why of everything.
Yeah.
And once you do that for the girls, they really – they work hard. They work very hard.
And you've had a pretty good season so far this
year? We've had a few ups and downs. Again, going into the first year of this program, they've had to learn a new scheme, offensively and defensively, throwing a lot of things at them. Right now, we're 10-8. We just won the Christmas tournament over at Duchesne High School.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, that was a great win for this. We won the championship game by two. That was a tough matchup.
Boy,
and the girls played really well in the tournament. So if they keep progressing, I think we're going to have hopefully a postseason run.
Now, I know I've heard Tess Crawford.
Yeah, Tessa Crawford. She's a great kid, great player.
Uh-huh. And is she a junior or a senior?
She's a senior. She's a senior.
She'll lose her.
Yes, we'll lose her. But we're pretty young. I've got Ella Smith, who's a junior, so she'll be back. I've got Callie Braden and Meredith Gray, who are sophomores. They'll be back. And then to round out the starting five this year, I've got Casey Kalau, who is also a junior. So I'll have four out of the five starters back next year. And our freshman class incoming, they're competitive, and they get after it. So I think next year we'll have another competitive next year for basketball.
Would you use the same philosophy of coaching with girls sports, girls basketball, as well as boys basketball? Same thing?
You know, I'm running the same scheme that I ran with the boys last year.
What kind of scheme is that?
You know, we're a dribble drive team, four out offense.
Okay.
The one main difference, well, there's two main differences in coaching the boys and girls basketball. The boys game is a lot quicker. They've got and they're a little bit more strong. So some of the things that the boys can do, the girls, for instance, like just making a skip pass, sometimes the girls struggle with that a little bit more, mm-hmm. as the boys can just make it happen. So we make adjustments and we move forward.
Does it seem like that dribble drive has just kind of taken over? Everybody's doing it now.
You know, years ago when I was still up at Greenfield, a guy named Brian Bettis, he was the head coach at West Central, and he was an old school guy for years. I think I was a part of his 300th win, and I was a part of his 400th win while I was rebuilding the program at Greenfield. And he didn't want to talk a whole lot, but then later on in my career there, I was able to beat him. And I kind of earned his respect, and he started talking to me. So I started really picking his brain about what the four-out offense was like, and why he went to it and sold out to it. Because that was all they ran, whether it was a zone defense, man defense, did not matter. He was running that. And again, the guy, I think, had over 500 wins. So I really kind of wanted to adopt what he was doing, not only in games and just their scheme, but on a day-to-day practice, on a day-to-day basis, what he did in practice as well. So I really started to model my program after his. And then also looked at a guy named Mark Wahlberg that really started that offense years and years ago, college coach, and then uh-huh. also in the NBA. Got some videos of him and really learned it from him as well.
Yeah. What's the advantage to that dribble.
It really moves. Right. It keeps the basketball moving.
Yeah.
The offense doesn't seem to get stale. You get good shots, wide open shots if they're running it right, and you get good looks taking it to the hole.
Really, does it let the three-point shot happen
more? It does. It does. It lets the three-point shot happen a lot more. But it also gets us to the hoop a whole lot, get a lot of points in the lane. We talk about we love layups, we really love free throws, and we like threes. That's kind of our scheme there.
So congratulations are in order, I understand. You got your 100th victory in the girls' basketball?
Yes. Last year, as the interim boys' coach, I was able to reach that milestone, which is it's fun to be a part of. But then this year as the girls coach, which is what I've always done, I got my 100th win as a girls coach, and that was kind of special.
So you got them in both?
No. I've overall, I guess. So, okay. You know, coaching, 9 years for the girls at Greenfield, and then last year.
Okay, varsity.
A varsity head coach overall got 100th, and then this year as the girls.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, it was an exciting night. The girls took care of me, made a plaque for me.
Oh,
took some nice pictures. It was a fun night.
That's great. Tell us a little bit about some of the girls, the standouts that you have.
You know, Tessa is a great player. She's a kid that we've talked, and her and I both agree. I mean, I wish I'd had her all 4 years, because she would know the ins and outs of everything that I'm doing, and she'd be able to lead a little bit better. But she's picking up very, very quickly and progressing very, very quickly within what we're doing and becoming a better leader within that. And she's one of those players that she'll drive you nuts sometimes, but she's so good that you just got to let her go and do her thing sometimes as well, especially on the offensive end of the floor. Meredith Gray lately has really stepped up. She's averaging a double-double. So she's had, I guess, to explain that for the fans out there a little bit, that she's had at least 10 points a game and at least 10 rebounds a game for us the last four games. If she keeps doing that for us, we're going to get tougher and tougher to beat. Ella Smith.
Where does Meredith play?
Meredith, you know, she's a tall girl. She's 6'1", but we don't put her in the post a whole lot unless we're going a high-low type against a zone. She plays more of a wing for us because she's a great shooter, and she can also drive to the hole, and she creates mismatches out there.
And she's young.
Yeah, she's a sophomore.
Right.
She's a sophomore, yep. She's only going to get better. Ella Smith lately has really, really been a defensive leader for us. We've got a run and jump scheme on defense, full court press type stuff that she's really turned it on for us, created a lot of turnovers and extra chances for us on the offense. She's done a great job lately.
So it sounds like the team is developing, you know, at this halfway mark.
Yes, which is right where you want them.
Yep.
Yes. There's an old coach's adage, you know, you lose some early to win some late. So
yep.
There's growing pains with that.
Anything else you want to mention?
No, not
as far
really.
As the team goes?
Nope, I'm just proud of them. Just proud of the way they're progressing.
And who we got coming up? This is recorded, so this will be played later. But,
yes. Tomorrow we were supposed to have a team from Soldan International, but that game's been postponed since they're an international team. I guess all their kids aren't back from Christmas break yet, so that game's been postponed. And then this Friday we have Triad, our rematch with them. It'll be the second time we've played them, another Mega Night.
Mm-hmm. I guess how many games you got left? 10 maybe?
10, 12 games somewhere in there before the postseason starts, before regional starts.
Maybe half of those are home games?
Probably about a quarter of those are home games because we were on we were home a whole lot early on. So the latter part of our season, we're away a little bit more.
How do you like it with the way the conference is doing it with the girls and the boys playing the same night?
It's different. It's different. There's with anything, there's pros and cons to
it. What are some of the pros?
Pros, there's more people there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You know, the administrators work so gosh darn hard. And that's one less night that they have to be there. They can be home with their family. So those are definitely two pros to that. Cons, it's a long night.
Okay.
It's a long night. And trying to get games in for all levels every single night, you know, fresh, soft, JV, varsity, trying to get three games in for the boys, three games in for the girls, that sometimes is a struggle.
Yeah.
So that's a con. But other than that, it's going all right. It's going all right.
Yeah, I enjoyed it because you can cover so many games. It's really enjoyable for the fans anyway. I think it's a good
yeah.
get.
Yeah.
Well, Caleb, unless you've got something else to add to it, we'll glad to have you in.
Well, I'm glad for you having me in as well. Thanks, Chris.
Well, appreciate it.
Yep.
Good luck.
Thank you.